Utah Republican Governor Mike Leavitt is expected to win U.S. Senate confirmation today as the next administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. Leavitt's nomination has been blocked in the Senate by half a dozen Democrats who oppose the Bush administration's environmental record. Those Democrats backed down last night after it became clear they no longer could prevent a full Senate vote. NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
It's been 4 months since Christy Whitman left her post as the Bush administration's first EPA administrator, and it's taken much longer than many Republicans had expected to get the full Senate to vote on Governor Leavitt's nomination to fill that vacancy. So the Senate's GOP leadership scheduled a showdown vote last night. With 60 votes, they could override the Democrats blocking an up or down vote on Leavitt. Texas Republican John Cornyn said those Democrats, among them presidential contenders Joe Lieberman, John Edwards, and John Kerry, were merely trying to score political points.
Political blackmail will not clean our rivers and our streams. Heated rhetoric won't improve our air quality. And jockeying for position during a presidential primary at the expense of a nominee with a proven record will not protect our children from future environmental threats.
Cornyn and other Republicans pointed to what they described as an exemplary environmental record that Leavitt racked up while governing Utah. But Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin questioned Leavitt's achievements.
Imagine that. The nominee for the EPA top post is coming from a state that ranked number one in the nation for toxic waste release, a state that tied for last place in Clean Water Act enforcement. What does that tell you about his conscience and his concern when it comes to the environment?
But the Democrats' drive to forestall a vote on Leavitt's nomination fell apart when New York Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton, who was one of the ones blocking that vote with a hold, announced on the Senate floor that she'd just gotten a letter from the White House. Clinton said it addressed her concern that the EPA do a better job of monitoring air quality inside buildings, such as the ones contaminated in New York by the 9/11 attacks.
I will be voting for Governor Leavitt when his nomination comes before the Senate, because I intend to work closely with him as we implement this agreement that the White House has signed off on.
And that was the signal that the holds on Leavitt by all the Democrats had been lifted. Last night's showdown vote, which some Democrats said they would have lost anyway, was canceled. Vermont Independent Jim Jeffords said he intends to vote for Leavitt today. But he also deplored new rules the Bush administration released yesterday that he said would allow old coal-fired power plants to keep polluting indefinitely.
It is not an auspicious sign that the Senate takes up the governor's nomination on the very day that the Bush administration has formally committed the single greatest rollback on the Clean Air Act since there has been a federal Clean Air Act.
But Republicans insisted Leavitt will only add to what they said was already a strong environmental record by the Bush administration. James Inhofe chairs the Environment and Public Works Committee.
The environmentalist extremists and their liberal friends in the press would have you believe that this president does not have a good record, environmental record, when he has the best record of any president in history.
Inhofe predicted at least 70 of the Senate's 100 members will vote today to confirm Leavitt as EPA chief. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.